that. So this is our newbie bloggers group, and we were just chatting about a little bit about our Build a Better Business group, where we've talked about our value proposition statement, which is what it is that we do and how we help other folks, and how our storytelling is our marketing. And we just finished a Christmas party, a holiday party, where I was able to have some of the members of all the different groups that I facilitate come together for a holiday party, and they all got to meet each other, and they all got to tell their stories, and leads were shared all around. Everyone was connecting. It was just a beautiful event, the way it all played out. So, and then we had a little gift exchange at the end, and everybody got the gift they wanted. Once all the gifts were opened and we saw what they were, we just said, if you see something at the table that doesn't fit you or does fit you. And so people were like, well, I'd rather have that. And somebody's like, well, I'd rather have what you have. And they're like, okay, let's trade. And so everybody took home what they wanted. And of course I hit the jackpot. I ended up getting books, which is right up my alley, because Mark had just got me a new bookcase. And so now when I'm back in Ohio, I'm in Florida right now, but when I'm back in Ohio, my background looks a little bit like Debbie's, only mine is an actual goodness bookcase that Mark bought for me. And so now all my books are in there. I'm very excited. So the other day, Mark was cleaning out a closet and he came across this box, a little side note, and it was full of newspapers. And so it was like, oh, this is interesting. And I thought, why would my mom or dad or his mom or dad, you know, because it wasn't ours. It was very old newspapers. And he says, we're going to have to go through that. He said, obviously, they were kept for a reason. And he said, and then when we took over, when our parents passed, he said, obviously, we kept the box for a reason. So he said, you're going to have to go through there and decide what that reason was. And I said, okay. So later in the day, I opened up the box and I lifted up some of the newspapers, and there's a violin between the newspapers, but the neck is off of it and the strings are all off of it, but all the parts and pieces are there, and you can tell it's really, really, really been used. It has the oils from the chin, from the hands on the neck. It has the wood, you can tell, has the oils from your skin on it, so you can tell it's been played a lot. And so anyway, so there was that. And then down in the bottom of that area where the violin was between the newspapers was my dad's glasses case. And I opened it up and it's my dad's glasses. Now, why in the world? My dad's been gone since 1986. And so how his glasses got in there with that violin, I don't know. So my guess is it was his violin or his dad's violin. And so his glasses were in there. So now his glasses have a permanent display in my brand new bookcase. So so anyway, so it's kind of fun, is, you know, finding some of those treasures. And we're all at the age where, as our parents pass on, you know, we do inherit a lot of those treasures, and they just get forgotten unless we make them important, you know. So obviously that was a very important box. The newspapers were meant as packing, and so I have it still in the box, because I want to go back and check some of the dates on some of those newspapers, see how long that violin's been in that box. So anyway, so I just saw what it was, and I put it away because I had other stuff going on, but it's kind of fun to run across some of those things. So anyway, so Sally has a brand new little baby in her life. And if we've seen her on Facebook feeding the little baby. What's his name again, Sally?
Jalen.
He is a tiny little thing. He was only, what, 5 pounds?
5 pounds, 11 ounces, yeah.
Yeah, so he's a tiny little guy. And I posted a comment, Sally and Jalen looked very content in that picture.
Yeah. He certainly was. I was too.
I love it. And my baby is no longer a baby. My littlest grandson, he's like going to be 12. Yeah, so he thinks he's all grown now. On, you know, out on dirt bikes, yeah, and all of that. So he doesn't like to cuddle anymore. He was my cuddler, but he doesn't like to cuddle anymore. And my oldest, as I shared when I first came on the call, is graduating from Paris Island Marine Boot Camp in January, the first Friday in January. So that's where I will be, right outside of Savannah at Paris Island at his graduation. So there's that going on. So yeah, so I've got quite the spread, you know, of grandchildren, but we do as we get to the ages that we are now, you know. And I know, Debbie, you, how many grandchildren do you have, Debbie?
Nine.
Wow. I only have three.
Eight and girls, Ruth, and one boy.
Okay. Ruth, how about you? Two. Okay. She has two. Oh, you're on mute again.
We don't get any more. So we're done.
Oh, you're done with just two. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We have, I don't want to say a conglomerate, but with Laura's kids, which would be our grandkids.
Right.
And then she has grandkids. And then with Matt getting married, they're two boys.
Yeah. Now.
They call us Grandma Sally and Grandpa Ed. So.
Okay.
And then, of course, great grandma. And of course, there's the 5-year-old Jonathan, who's Jalen's brother, older brother. Okay. He's five.
So, wow. So you've really got this spread in ages. Yeah. I love that.
This year has been like an explosion of grandkids.
Yes. I love it. So anyway, life is good for all of us, it seems. And, you know, everybody appears to be happy and healthy, and the kids are happy and healthy. And that's the best we can wish for, is that everyone is living the life they want to live. So with that said, our topic today is how to monetize our blog. We've gone through the full system of blogging, you know, how to choose your blog name, how to get online, how to customize it, how to write and publish it, how to promote it, and then finally how to monetize it. And so, again, the blogging goes hand in hand with the Build a Better Business. And because, again, your blog is going to be one of the ways that you can point back to whatever you're selling, whatever your business is, whatever your marketing. And so I'm going to call on Sally here in a moment to share a little bit about what she's doing for her marketing. But once you have your products in place, and this is a little bit about last month when we talked about promoting, but once you have your products in place, you have to figure out how to get the word out. How are you going to get out there so that folks know that you have these products and services. And so again, for me, and I'm going to segue a little bit back and forth between the Build a Better Business, because the blogging goes hand in hand with that, is that once I perfected my value proposition statement and I then worked on my story. And again, it was a perfect example when we were, at our Christmas party that Estella actually could, use her story. I love that. Oh, there's Sally Sutter. She just put in her link and then a coupon code. So Sally Sutter 20. Okay. So make a note of that. That's in the chat. And Sally, I will make sure I put that in the actual description of our call today, so folks can grab that.
That's for Four Ocean. And okay. That's the organization that pulls, each thing you buy represents 20 pounds or 10 pounds, a pound of plastic pulled from the ocean.
Yes. And so it all ties together. This is one way that Sally can link back and can give. And I just posted just today about my Stephanie Myla Jenkins initiative, where I'm giving away scholarships. That just went out again this morning. And then I'm going to be posting that at least weekly between now and May when we give away the scholarship. And so again, every time you do something like that, you're getting folks attention. That's all in your promoting. And then when folks tap in, and again, you can design this, when folks tap in, for example, on my Stephanie Myla Jenkins, and I'm going to ask Sally if her link does the same thing, but when they tap in on the Stephanie Myla Jenkins initiative, it actually takes them to my Teachable platform. And so when they get to the Teachable platform, they automatically can see everything else that I'm doing. See, so it's kind of a soft sale, if you will. I'm not hitting them over the head. It's not like, join my Teachable and look at all my courses. And oh, by the way, you can apply for a scholarship. I am leading with, I'm giving away this scholarship. And if you, want to apply, click here. If you want to donate, if you're a broker and you want to donate to help someone get their license, click here. Because a lot of the brokers, they have recruited some new agents, but the agent really, it's holidays, the funds get a little slim. And some of those brand new recruits are like, well, I can't really afford to go to school just yet. you know, I want to be a real estate agent, but I can't really go just yet. So now the broker is like, oh, well, here, let me donate to this scholarship. And you need to apply for the scholarship because it's going to help their new recruits come on board. So brokers have an actual financial interest in the scholarship. And then, of course, we're helping someone get their real estate license. And the reason that we're doing it is because Stephanie was my partner in the Happy House Hunters, and she loved real estate. She loved, her favorite thing was to help a new buyer, was to help somebody that has never owned their home before. And they had no clue how to go about buying a house. And she loved to come alongside them and just help them and give of her time. And she was amazing like that. She would stay down in the trenches with these new buyers longer than anyone I've ever seen. You know, if their loan would fall through, she'd get them another, find them another lender. If the deal fell through, she'd find them four or five other houses they could pick from. She just worked with, and everybody's, you know, a lot of the real estate professionals, they would say, why are you spending all your time with those newbies? Because, you're not going to make a lot of commission. They're going to buy a lower priced house if it's their first one, generally speaking, and you're not going to make a lot of commission. And she says, it's not about the commission. She said, it's about helping somebody have a home. And so I loved her heart in that. And so that's why we created the initiative. And so it's a great way, by giving, it's a great way to shine a light on what it is that you do. So you have to come up with ways that you can do that. So Sally, when somebody clicks through on your link for the Four Ocean, does it also, where is that housed, that Bitly link? Is it something on your website that when they get there, they land on your website at all?
No, I haven't put it on my website, that link, but if they click on the link, it goes right to Four Ocean.
Okay.
I'm an ambassador to Four Ocean.
Okay. The only thing that I might recommend you do is to maybe create a giving page on your website and then link them back to your giving page. And then that way, when they land on your giving page, you can do more than just that one, of course, but then they actually see what you do in all your products. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's what I do with the Stephanie Myla Jenkins one. It actually lands in my Teachable. And once they get in there, they see that I've got courses and free meetups and masterminds and books and eBooks. And so it kind of showcases everything that I do by me having it land there. So that's why they call it a landing page. And so oftentimes if you, again, I'll just kind of sum it all up. If you have them land back somewhere on your website or on one of your platforms, it will showcase the rest of your products and services as you're giving. Okay. Just a little way to promote there. So today we're talking about how to monetize that blog. And the best way to monetize your blog, of course, is with your products and services. So the best thing, and I'll use Sally as an example, if she blogs about an upcoming trip, then she can link right over to the landing page for that trip. And that is a perfect way for her to monetize her blog, because blogging is a nice, safe way. If somebody, you know, she could say, what is your next trip coming up, Sally? And I'll make something up. What is your next trip coming up?
It's Great Trans and Grand Canyons in March.
Okay. What is it again?
It's called Great. You went, it's a Sedona trip.
Okay.
The train to the...
Okay.
The Grand Canyon. So you went with
yes,
Connie.
So she could do a blog that is kind of an educational blog. She can say the five things you need to go before you travel to Sedona. Well, anybody that's like, oh, I've always wanted to go to Sedona, or I've always wanted to do the train trip, or however she wants to word it. And people will click on that to say, well, what are the five things I need to know? Let me read that. And then, of course, at the end of the blog, she can say, and since you're now ready, after you've learned the five things, here's how you actually get to go, and click here. And it takes them right to the landing page to sign up for the trip. And so I don't know about you, but oftentimes if I have some free time and I'm just kind of scrolling around, whether it's on Facebook or wherever, or if I'm, you know, searching for something on the internet, and I run across something like that, and we're going to talk about titles, but when I run across something like the five ways to learn this, or the 10 things not to do, or, I mean, how many times do we click on those? You know, or the five states that you should retire in. I always click on that to see how well I chose. It's like, okay, is my state in there, or did I really mess up here? And so, people click on those things. And when you see the response that some of those titles get, then we can start blogging and using those kinds of titles as well. And that's the stuff that we talked about as we go through, you know, getting online and customizing our blog and how to write those titles, and then how to write the rest of the blog post and how to get it published, and then how to promote it. But now with monetizing it, see, you put all of that information together. And now when you're writing your blog post and you post it, you want to link it back to a landing page of something that you're going to monetize, that you're going to get a sale out of. So whether it's an affiliate link over to Amazon or to your favorite author, or, whatever programs that you might have picked up affiliates for, to back to one of your products and services, like back for Sally, back to one of her trips, or for me, back to one of my courses, or back to one of my masterminds. That's how you monetize the blog. And so I'm going to share my screen. And this, I'm taking you right into, let me get out of that. I'm taking you right into, if everybody can see my screen, this is the actual course. And here it is. I'll go to the top. This is the course, The Newbie Bloggers, How to Create and Monetize Your Blog. And when you scroll down, here are our six steps. And when you scroll past all of that, you get to the curriculum. And here are the steps. You pick a blog name, you get your blog online, you customize your blog, and then how to write your blog post and publish it, and then steps to promote your blog, and then finally make money blogging. So down here is the way to make money. So then I put in all kinds of ways. You can do display ads. Now, I'm not super, super big on display ads, because again, you have to spend money to make money on display ads. But you can do display ads. And Kyle, which is my co-host in my Build a Better Business, he has decided to do Google's pay per view, but I think he's doing a click per view. Anyway, however many times, or pay per click, anytime that somebody clicks on his ad, he created this ad for his services. And anytime anybody clicks on it, then he has to pay, I don't know, 13 cents or whatever the deal is. And I haven't looked at his ad, so I don't know the right answer there. But he simply is doing a click through, and however many clicks he gets, you know, folks are actually clicking through and following his ad back to his products and services. And then he has to pay per click. And it's not a lot, but what it does is as it gains more mileage in Google for Google ads, then Google will actually promote the ad more. So the more clicks it gets, the more it gets promoted. The more it gets promoted, the more clicks it gets. So it's a great way to get whatever it is you're advertising front and center. So, you know, you can do a display ad, and you could do your blog on a display ad. You could go straight through and do your products and services on a display ad. And so you're going to catch people that your ad catches their attention, and they teach you how to do the ad. They, you know, it's again, it's just like your platforms for your websites and for your blog post, it's a drop and drag. When you open up the ad block, you know, you drop in the title of your ad, then you drop in a picture for your ad, and then you drop in the description of your ad, and then it comes out as an ad. And we see those all the time when we're, you know, searching on the internet, and these ads come up all around what we're searching for. Then you click on it, and that's what folks are doing. So, let me see if I can show you one. I haven't done this ahead of time. So, how to start a garden. I'm just going to make something up and see. Okay. I'm looking here to see. Okay. I'm looking to see if some ads pop up. And I might have to click on one first before an ad pops up. But the ads will pop up over here on the left. Okay. Here's an ad. Here's short videos of how to start a garden from TikTok. This is an ad. You see how it popped up on the side? You didn't search for TikTok, but it popped up over here. So that's where folks are advertising. So I was just looking to see here, and I'm just going to click on one and see if some ads will pop up. Some of these, yeah, here's an ad right here. Here is a Vistaprint ad. It popped up, but I clicked on how to start a garden from scratch. But here is a Vistaprint ad. So Vistaprint is paying to pop up here. So when you're here and you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, I'm going to start a garden. Let me click on that Vistaprint. And over here, does everybody see this Hiscox Business Insurance? That's an ad that popped up. See? And I'm looking to see, there's Hiscox again. So I was looking to see however many ads pop up, but they pop up in the margins. So my point is, see, this one says advertisement right here. This is Google. Okay. Shop quilted jackets with Google. That's an advertisement. It popped up under Google. Here's my point. If you set up an ad, what's this one? This is a Kroger ad that popped up. So if you set up your ad, it will pop up whenever anybody is searching. No matter what they're searching for, your ads are going to start popping up. And the more people click through on your ad, then the more that folks are going to click. And the more that they click, the more it pops up. It's just, it just goes back and forth. And so ads are a way to, display ads are a way to advertise. I haven't done any display ads personally. I'm growing my business more organically. And I'll be honest, I don't want to work that hard. There, I said it, you know, because I'm my real estate is my passive income, and the school is a good second passive income for me. It's right up there with the real estate. But the real estate still takes the number one spot, and my academy takes the number two spot. And so I'm quite content. We were talking about early on how Sally looked really content holding that little baby. Well, I'm quite content. And so I haven't put any money into running display ads. Then there are private ads. And again, it's kind of the same version. You can take out private ads, and private ads are where you contact another blogger and advertise on their actual blog. And, but here's a way you can monetize your blog. You can accept private ads onto your blog. Okay. So let's say that you're doing gardening and a company that, I don't know, Debbie, what's something that you buy for your gardening? What's something that you would buy all the time?
Usually just mulch. Compost.
Okay. Well, a compost company might say they want to advertise on your blog because you're always talking about gardening, and they realize that's where their audience is too, is your audience. So they might contact you and say, can we advertise? And then they would pay you to be on your blog. And then every time you posted a blog, their ad would pop up along the side, just like the ads that I showed you. And that's private advertising. So either you can advertise on someone else's blog, or they can advertise on your blog. And that is a private ad. And then the giveaways and reviews, we just talked about, you know, the giveaway. I did a giveaway for my book when I was publishing my book in my Ohio Writers Guild lane. I was talking about my book going live. And so I made a post on Facebook that said, if, you know, for the first five people, because I was trying to get over the finish line to get into number one status. And so I said, whoever clicks through and orders the ebook, you were entered into a drawing for a gift card. And I had like 20, 25 people immediately click through and bought the book. And it did, it put me over the finish line of being number one bestseller. And so then, what I did is because I was so appreciative and we're talking 20, 25 people, we weren't talking 200. I went out and got Starbucks gift cards for all of them. So anyway, so that's my point, is that you can do giveaways and reviews. And then of course those folks went in and reviewed my book, which then sent the book again, with top reviews, because we had all 5-star reviews. And so giveaways and reviews is a good way to promote and to monetize. And so then when the book actually came out, a lot of those folks that had the e-version, they circled back around and actually bought the actual version, paper version of the book, because they wanted a book they could hold, not just the link, an e-version. But that's how they knew about it. You could do sponsored posts. And again, a sponsored post is where somebody is sponsoring you to actually post, maybe on their behalf. I did a whole ghostwriters course so that I could write for other folks. And I did some of that, some writing for other folks. But again, that's like another job, because, you know, you have a deadline. They'll give you an assignment, a sponsored post. They'll give you an assignment, and then you have to, you know, meet the deadlines. And again, I didn't want to work that hard. So so I didn't really do a lot with the ghostwriting as much as I thought I would. But we are. I am interviewing April Tribe Juke on, is it tomorrow night? She took the ghostwriting course the same time I did. And I'm looking here at my calendar real quick. Yes, she is tomorrow night at 6:00. I am actually, and you can go to thekathybenner.com and scroll down to the calendar to get that link. But I am interviewing her on the Ohio Writers Guild, and she's going to tell us how she ghostwrites books for all of her clients. And so she, you know, she gets paid to do what she does, and it's a job for her, but she's making really good money and she loves it and she knows her stuff. So anyone that wants help writing a book, you can tap in and listen to her. She'll have some good pointers tomorrow night. There's affiliate marketing. Affiliates, we talked about affiliates with Amazon is the easiest affiliate, but I have an affiliate with Carrie. Anytime I send someone over to his publishing company, if they click on through and buy, I actually get a commission. If they've clicked through on my affiliate link, I have affiliate link with HostGator. I have affiliate link with PLR, where you can get ready made for you content. I have, you know, I have all those kinds of affiliate links. And for those of you that haven't looked at it lately, again, on your website, you should have a resource page that shows, and I'll just show you what my resource page looks like. Now I'm getting ready to separate mine. As this goes to my resource page, I am going to explain this. I'm getting ready to separate mine because currently I have things you can buy directly off my resource page and my affiliate links. And I'm getting ready to move everything that you can buy directly over into a store. And so here, mine starts off with the 6 F's of real estate investing. And here, you know, I know it's hard to find all the right forms. And so here are the ones created just for you, and they can buy them. See, they can click through and buy these actual forms so that they don't have to search. They can, it's all right here. And this was put together for my students. Now, if they're in the mastermind, they get these forms for free. But if they're not, they can go right here and buy these forms, and they can even get the whole package. But then it talks about syndicate real estate investing. When we get down to the syndicate part, this is an affiliate link. Okay. So I earn 25 in shares every time somebody clicks through. They get 25 in bonus shares and I get $25 in bonus shares. So that's what's in it for me. That's what I get from the affiliate, is I get the 25 in bonus shares, same as my client gets the 25 in bonus shares. So it's just a nice way to invest in real estate and not really own the real estate. And then the ins and outs of opening a guest house. And again, with Airbnb, they earn $40 to be a host with their first property, and I earn $40. And that's what's in it for me. It's the same thing that's in it for my client if they decide to click through and sign up their property on Airbnb. So we each get $40. And then building a better business. And here is Vistaprint. And they get a domain name and a website free for 30 days. Then they can continue for as low as $375 a month. And HostGator, same thing, for as low as $275 a month. And then here's the Author Academy I was telling you about with Carrie. If they sign up, and again, he's changed his prices a little bit, but there's $1,000 commission in that for me. If somebody signs through on this link and signs up to publish with Carrie, if they complete it and go all the way through the program and complete the publishing process, I earn $1,000. Again, Author Wizards, I get some free credits there. PLR, every 10 free credits that my client gets, I also get. This free email content kit, I get a couple of points for that. So again, you can see, and here's a $10 credit. They get $10, I get $10. That's a lot of the websites. It's a match. Whatever your client gets, you get. And then Canva, get free premium photos. So anyway, those are my affiliates. And so I've got them listed right here on my website, all of my affiliates. And so this is what it might look like. So if somebody comes in and they go, you know, Kathy just taught about PLR. I think I like it. I'm going to click on getting the credits. This is what the client would see. Download up to 10 free brandable coaching resources. So this is, and it says here, see, Kathy gave you 10 free credits. Welcome to PLR. And so that is the affiliate link, has everything done for you. You don't have to create the landing page. The company that you're sending them to creates the landing page for you. All you're doing is signing up to get the link. Does that make sense? And this is what the PLR landing page looks like if you use it as an affiliate link. So if you're doing any writing at all, the PLR is a good one for you. I'll just click back to mine. If you're doing any live streaming, and you know that's a good one for you. Again, it's up to you. It's what has to match your business. Like Sally is doing the Four Oceans, and again, that's more of a where she's giving back. You know, trying to promote the cleanup of the oceans. But my point in that is. Link your customers through to different links, whether you're doing giveaways or whether you're doing, whether you're doing giveaways and reviews or whether you're doing affiliate marketing, whatever you're doing here, ads, whatever you're doing, make sure that it fits with your business. Make sure that it keeps everybody in line with what it is that you're doing. Is that helpful? So how many of these, and again, I haven't been doing the display ads but I might eventually accept some private ads onto my site because I am getting quite a bit of traction. And so I might accept some private ads if somebody wants to advertise on my site, but usually they want you to have 1,000 followers or more on your blog before they are interested in paying you to advertise, because they want to make sure you have an audience out there before somebody's going to give you money to advertise, you know, their products and services on your blog site. But you could advertise your blog on somebody else's site if you wanted to. But again, I prefer to do the giveaways, and I also prefer to do the affiliate marketing. And last but not least, just point them back to my own products and services, because that's where my passion is. That's where my heart is in the products and services that I'm offering. And so I just blog about that and point back to my own products and services. So with that, let's go around, and what kind of questions or comments might you have, and where are you stuck? Is there something that I can help you with today to get you started on actually monetizing what you're doing? Now, I know Sally's doing a pretty good job, because Sally, you're putting it out there about your trips and you're getting people booking, and you know, you're doing all that. So
told you about the chamber.
Yes. So tell us about that. Sally is getting ready to join a local chamber, And they actually have a marketing piece built right into the chamber. So Sally, tell us about that.
So I met with the marketing person. This is a Pickerington Chamber, which is a community outside of Canal Winchester. And for $495 a year, you get like $4,200 worth of value. You get, you know, you're a member of the chamber, you, let's see, I'm trying to read this and talk at the same time. So you get enhanced listings, you get a rotating banner, you get additional business listings.
Now this is all on their is this all on their website?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And like every Wednesday, this Jeff, he goes to a different location and promotes a business, you know, where's okay. Jeff this Wednesday? Yeah. Ribbon cuttings, you know, and you get like 12 ads a year.
Okay.
So I thought
that's like every month.
Yeah, it is. You get the chamber mailing list, you get discounts and saving program, none of which I'm interested in, but you also get money off toward like this Women's Leadership Coalition, which is $75. You get that back with this subscription plan.
Okay.
So it's, and plus the chamber dinner.
Their annual dinner.
So right, yeah. Right. So it's well worth, just in the marketing alone, it's well worth $595. It's well worth.
I've paid a couple hundred dollars just to go to the annual dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So by the time you include that in the 500, all of a sudden your membership fees, if you paid it a la carte and paid $100 membership fee and then paid to have a couple of ads and paid to go to the annual dinner, you're going to have $495 in it already.
Mm-hmm. And so yeah. It's a no-brainer. And I was lucky to get another $5,000 grant from the small business here in Franklin County. It was a Franklin County grant in Columbus.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. I've received several grants. Again, that's an underlooked area. If you get wind of any grants coming your way that fit what it is that you're doing, you need to jump on board. Grant writing is not that hard. You just have to fill out the form and, you know, cross all your T's and dot all your I's. And if they say they need it in triplicate by a certain date, then put it in triplicate by a certain date. Yeah. You just have to do what it says.
These grants are a little different than I've gotten because they're tied to the pandemic. So it's for small businesses. And so it's, the forms are pretty simple and I had to prove that I paid Columbus City taxes.
Okay.
You know, and then I lived in Franklin County. Well, actually Matt did it. He did it all for me.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, $5,000 is.
Yeah.
That absolutely doesn't have to be paid back.
Yeah. Grant money does not have to be paid back. The city of Canal Winchester gave me a grant to write their pamphlet on how to open a bed and breakfast in Canal Winchester. And then I received a grant from the Destination Canal Winchester to redo the outside of my building on Waterloo Street. And they paid $3,000 grant there. And then over in Pickerington, I received a $10,000 grant to do historical facade on my building in Pickerington. And so, yeah, the grant money, that there is some grant money for all types of things out there. You just have to kind of search it out. But when you hear of one, make sure you follow through on it. Yeah. And again, it's not that hard. It is a process and you have to make sure you cross your T's and dot your I's, but it's not that hard. So Sally, that's great information about the chamber. So that's another option. When we talk about paid ads and private ads, you can advertise through your local chamber because again, they're looking for everything we have. They're looking for the products. They're looking for services. They're looking for members. They're looking for speakers. They're looking for everything that we have to offer. And so that's a perfect place to get connected as at a local chamber. Yes.
Yeah.
So I see Debbie.
Especially and Rick. you have to be a member of a vital chamber, you know?
Yes, yes, yes. But again, sometimes you have to be a member to help make a chamber vital.
Yeah,
sometimes,
this is true.
Yeah, because it takes some members that are willing to do the work. Yeah, it takes some members. Because again, if you look at those vital chambers, they didn't happen because no one was working. Somebody is working very hard behind the scenes to make those chambers happen and to keep them active. Yeah. So it takes somebody that has a passion for that and has the vision and mm-hmm. has the time and all of that to put into it. So I get that. I'm in several dance groups, dance clubs, formal dance clubs, as you know, on this call, that's how Mark and I met, is through a dance club. And so we're members of a couple of dance clubs, and it takes the membership to take a turn to volunteer for some of those offices and keep things going. So we always try to do our part. Anyway, any other questions? Debbie, how about you or Ruth? Any questions or comments? Are you ready to actually monetize your blog? Now, I'm not sure. I know Debbie, I know Sally is on HostGator. I'm on HostGator. Debbie is on HostGator. And Ruth, have you decided a platform for your blog for sure?
It's WordPress, but I'm still working with my pictures. So if I can't get my pictures figured out, I may be going to HostGator.
Okay. I keep working on that. I get it. I tried a WordPress site, and I decided really early on that I was not a WordPress girl because I had too many things going on to spend the time to figure it out. And so I was on VistaPrint because it was a drop and drag type platform. But when I realized that Vista did not have a blog plugin that really worked is when I went on the search for another platform. But I actually searched for it like that. I said, what is the easiest, most popular blogging platforms? And HostGator always came up in the top five. And so finally, and then at that point I was price driven. So then I looked at the top five and HostGator had the best price. And that's why I went with HostGator. And it is pretty simple. Once you get over the hurdle of picking out your theme and kind of getting it set up, then just posting the blogs then is easy. Yeah.
And actually I'm doing a whole revamp on the stuff of my website. So it's kind of overwhelming at times.
I bet. Yes.
I'm working with another gal. I created a new logo and I'm just trying to, what's the most important thing to do today?
I get it. But you know what? Your work is going to pay off. And I know it's tough when you're in the soup, as I like to say. But right before we left to come down here to Florida, I like to have a clean desk when I leave. So when I come back, I don't feel overwhelmed, and I walk in the door and it's like, oh, I got all this stuff I didn't get done when I left. So I try to have a clean desk when I leave. And one of the things I wanted to do is I wanted to get all of my dates in my calendar, or my, the one that everybody can tap through to see when the events are happening. I wanted to get all of that updated. I wanted to make sure that the website, and you girls can follow this because you're all kind of in the soup with me here. You have to match your website, had to match my calendar, had to match my Teachable, had to match my Zoom.
Right.
That I had scheduled all of those calls on Zoom. So then you ask yourself, well, where do you start? So I start with the end. So the first thing I do is I look at my own personal calendar and I schedule all my Zoom calls or all my in-person meetups or whatever it is that I want to do on my personal calendar to make sure that it doesn't conflict with something big like my grandson's graduation from Paris Island, And so once I then have that in place, then I go over to Zoom and I create all of the Zoom calls that are virtual.
Right.
Because I'm going to need that link. See? So I put it on my personal calendar first to make sure it doesn't conflict with anything I have. Then I put it on Zoom so I have the link. Now I'm going to work backwards. I'm now going to put it on my Simply Start calendar for all of my clients, including the Zoom link. And then I'm going to put it on my website to include the Zoom link. And I'm going to put it on my Teachable to include the Zoom link. That's why I have to start with the Zoom link.
Right.
So I did that before I left town because I didn't want to come back with only a week before the first of the year when all of my calls are going to start again and not have had that done. Right. Plus folks may, during the holidays with some downtime, folks may go in and start putting some of my stuff over onto their personal calendar. And now I go and change it off. And so it was important for me to have that done before I came down for this trip, because I wanted to have that done early. It's on my personal calendar to do the first week of every December. It's to set up the following year.
I do have, well, I have a comment and then a question.
Okay.
The question is the Canva affiliate. I'm not familiar with that one.
Well, you can have an affiliate. Let's just see if I can find it here. Bear with me. Canva affiliate marketing program, earn money with Canva. And I just typed in Canva affiliate. And there is a, it says share the power, it says watch how it works, join now. And here is, you register as an affiliate, you promote Canva Pro, and you can start earning. And then it says we support you every step of the way. So there's, you get payments, priority support, and then you can track your results, see how many of your folks are signing up. Now, because I'm teaching Build a Better Business, this is a perfect affiliate for me, because every time I have someone that says, I'm getting ready to do my own blog, or I'm getting ready to do my own podcast, or I'm getting ready to do my own YouTube video, or I'm getting ready to do my own website, one of the first things that happens is you have to have a way to create some graphics. So either you're going to create them or you're going to pay somebody to create them.
Right.
And so once you learn how to use Canva, you realize how easy it is to create your own graphics. So then as soon as you start creating, and I'm teaching other folks how to do these things, the Canva affiliate is a perfect affiliate for me. It may not be perfect for your business, but it's perfect for mine.
I don't think it really would be to promote, you know, like on a blog or anything. But, you know, I may have friends that want to do it.
Sure.
So I probably should sign up for that. And the only thing I'm doing as far as monetizing the blog is the Amazon affiliate.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm finding that, I mean, I have no idea how many people are clicking through. I'm using on social media and the blog, but I'm not really promoting the blog yet. But the books, it's easy for me to promote the books that have meant something to me in my
life. Yes. And that's a perfect thing to blog about. And that's the perfect thing for you to have an affiliate for. That's because it's perfect. It just fits right in with what you're doing.
Yeah, it does. And it doesn't feel stiff.
Salesy.
Yeah, it doesn't feel stiff.
Yes.
You know, and so that's pretty much what I've got going on.
I just wanted to show you one thing here with Canva. These are my groups under Meetup. And of course, Debbie's in here because I am connected on her Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks. I'm her associate admin or whatever they call me. But anyway, here's what I wanted to show you. When you come in here, you see how it's kind of a rectangle and it's wider than it is high. Well, oftentimes when you get a picture, your picture won't fit when you're trying to promote something. And I'm going to show you one right here. Let me find it. My Ohio Writers Guild. When I want to actually interview an author, oftentimes their picture is more vertical. It's not horizontal enough. Now, April's was horizontal enough. It showed her whole face. So I did not have to put her in Canva first. But let me go to some of these past ones. She's the one coming up. Here's my past events. So I have had to make a cover in Canva. Now this one was horizontal enough. His was horizontal enough. Hers was not. Her picture was totally vertical. And so when I tried to pop it into Canva, all it showed was like her stomach. It wouldn't let me scroll up far enough to get her face in the picture. So I created this on Canva. Now, whenever I create something on Canva to promote somebody, I go to their website and use their colors so that if it's something they then can steal and use. So when you pull up this CL Postal, when you pull up her website, these are her colors. And so that's why I created it in her colors.
It looks like you're using a frame.
You can create it however you want. I kind of like to frame the picture. This one of Brittany Crawford, it wouldn't fit horizontal here in Meetup, and it was very vertical. So these are her website colors. This Lynn Modransky, her picture was so tiny that it wouldn't fit in the Meetup at all. So again, I created this out of Canva in her website colors. Now his was horizontal enough. Hers was not. So you see how vertical her picture was? All I did was open up Canva. I scooted her picture over. I scooted her book over, and I used the green that's on her website. Yep. That one was a quick one. I probably, because I don't have that one fancied up like I have these others up here where I've got rings and colors and all of that. Hers was just her face, her book, boom. Because I was probably doing that at midnight one night and had to get it posted, and that was fast and easy. But you see what it did is it put her in there and her book in there, and so then I could then talk about her in the Ohio Writers Guild. So you get the idea. So it's just a fast way to make things fit once you make it horizontal, now it will fit not only Meetup, but it will fit your blog picture. And Ruth, maybe that's the problem with some of your pictures. Are they not fitting in your platform because they need to be sized differently? Because in Canva Pro, you can resize a picture.
Right. I don't know. I'm not sure what all's going on.
Because when I try to pop some of these, like if I try to pop her picture up in Meetup, it wouldn't go in because it's too vertical. It needed to be more horizontal. And Meetup wouldn't let me pop her picture in. I tried just putting a picture of her book in, but you see, it's too vertical as well. Mm-hmm. So her book wouldn't fit, her picture wouldn't fit. So I put it over in Canva, made it horizontal, made both of these smaller, gave them a little bit of an angle, you know, to give it a little bit of design. And then I popped it into Meetup and it went right in. So that's something to look at. It could be that your sizing, if you're having a hard time getting your pictures to pop in, it could be the sizing is an issue because it was with Meetup. But anyhow, once I make it in Meetup and I make it horizontal, now it'll fit Facebook. It'll fit Instagram. It'll fit Meetup. It'll fit LinkedIn. It fits all of the social media once I make it more horizontal. And is everybody using Canva? Yes, I know Ruth is. Yeah, okay. So you know, once you get it in Canva, you can go up to resize it and you can click it and make it Instagram size, Facebook size, if you wanted it to fill up the whole thing. And so with that, I want to show you one that I didn't do that with, and I'll show you what happens. And I want to go back to my cover picture. Here's my cover picture for Happy House Hunters. And again, it was too vertical and I needed it to be horizontal. So what I did is I popped it over into Canva, gave it kind of a border around it in a color that kind of went with the picture, gave it a little bit of flair with these little angles here on each end, and that made it fit. But as you see, it just has open space over here. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what because the picture itself wouldn't pop in here. It was too vertical. And so all I did was just give it an edge, see? But I don't particularly like how it comes out. I need to put something over here to make the edges look a little more intentional. All I did was put these little angle, see, a little brick color angle here on the corners, on each of these corners. But once you have Canvassy, then I can play with this one later. This is the one that I did right before I left you know, to get on my plane because I wanted to get it done. And we've changed everything to in-person. So in Meetup, you can do in-person or you can do online. Does not matter. Meetup will let you do either one. You can advertise either one in Meetup. You can advertise in-person or online. And so we just switched this Happy House Hunters to in-person. And then I plugged in all the new in-person dates. So it's going to work out really well, but I do need to clean up the picture a little bit. And I don't change the picture out on every single one of those. I do on my Ohio Writers Guild because I want to promote the author that I'm interviewing that night. So I change the Canva cover on every time I do an interview. Questions, comments?
You haven't talked to Debbie yet.
Debbie, how about you? Well, she's thinking, I can tell.
Yeah. I like the idea of blogging about the books I read and the books that I have for gardening and flowers and everything. But then the other thing I got to thinking that the customers that I have been able to give my produce to or sell or, you know, whatever, whichever way it was, I can use I don't know what word you'd say, a testimony or, you know, their opinion of what the fruit, the vegetables were and how they were. I'm thinking that would probably be a good way to, you know, monetize the blog. And I never thought of that until today.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So that's...
Debbie, do you have a mailing list of your customers?
No.
Do you have an email list?
Well, yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. I have an email list of who I have, you know, given to and helped in that.
The only thing I want to say is if you're going to start doing like a weekly newsletter to include your blog or some way to get in front of your clients on a regular basis, make sure that it's something you can stick with for at least a year. If you do one and then it's sporadic and you don't do it, you know, they can't count on you showing up. And after it really didn't move your business forward. Okay. So make sure that you put it on your calendar that, you know, you're going to do a newsletter every Sunday or every Wednesday or whatever you choose, whatever works for you. And a lot of people say, well, when's the best time to do it? Well, the best time to do it is what works for your schedule, because if it doesn't work and you don't do it, then it doesn't help you. But once you decide that you're going to do this little newsletter that's going to include your blog, faithfully do it every single week for a year. Then you can always test and measure and say, am I getting some business out of that? Is it helping? Is it promoting my business? And so for those of you that are on this call, you'll know that every weekend I send out my weekly reminder of all the meetups are coming up and who it is that I'm interviewing on, you know, on the different channels that I do the interviews and what our topics are, and to click through on the calendar to get the links. And I do that every weekend. And I then, when I talk to folks and I go, oh, how did you find us? Oh, I get your weekly reminders. So it's working, because the last 10 people that I ask, how did you find me? Oh, I got it in your weekly reminder. Now, what I do is I send it out to anybody that's on my Teachable platform. They get the weekly reminder. Then I send it out to all of my meetup groups. Now, I don't physically have the email addresses to my meetup groups. What I have in the meetup groups, and I'll show you. When you go to the meetup groups where it says, like, this is the Happy House Hunters group. When you go to the manage groups right here, contact members. And when you click on contact members, send a message to all the members subscribed to the organizer's messages, because when they subscribe, they can click yes, they want to get messages, or no, they don't. So they've already accepted or declined getting an email from you. So you don't have to worry about that. You just do a regular email. You put your subject line in here. You type your message here. At the bottom, I always post it onto the Meetup group's message board as well. And then I send it, I submit. And it goes out. And in this particular group, I have 575 members. So it goes out to 575 people that have already given me, not me personally, but to Meetup, have given me their email address. See, because when they signed up here for Meetup, they had to put in their email. So I have 575 emails. You see how easy that is. And all you do is copy and paste your newsletter, blog post, whatever you're sending out over here. So then what I do is I come up here and I take the next one, say Connections Over Coffee. And in this one, I only have 300 members, but there's another 300 people that I come right up here, manage the group, contact my members. And again, all the members that have subscribed, I put in my subject line, and then I cut and paste my email in there again, and it goes out to these 300 members. Is that helpful?
Yes.
And so, Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks. See if it'll let me click through. And Debbie, you have 285 members. And so all you do is click manage group, contact your members, and send out your email. So you've got a mailing list right there of 285. In addition to your clients.
Oh.
What do you think now, of that?
Can I send emails to them?
Absolutely.
Oh.
This is your group. If they don't like what you send them, they can leave your group. So you want to add value. I don't make it real salesy. You'll know when you get my weekly reminders. It's a weekly reminder of the meetups. I'm not in there saying buy this by Tuesday, or I'm not selling. I'm serving. Remember, your serving is selling. I'm serving. Here are groups that you've already said you're interested in. These 285 people have already said they're interested in Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks. And so you just want to add value in this, in your email that you send out here.
Okay.
But you already have those members already there.
Yeah.
And so along with maybe the members that you have in the back of the house of Melaleuca, you can notify your customers, I'm sure, right?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. So if you just did a weekly newsletter and included your blog link in there to add value and tie it all together. See, remember when we talk and build a better business, we talk about what is that umbrella that's overarching everything that you're doing. When you're doing a newsletter, so that you can type an individual one out to each group. If you've got a group that's all about fairy gardens, you can talk just about fairy gardens. If you've got a group that's just about Melaleuca, you can talk about Melaleuca. But what happens is that gets to be so much that you don't do any of it because you don't have time to do three or four, and in my case, eight different emails. So you don't do any because you're like, I don't have time to email eight different things. So I make my email Freestyle Living, the overarching message, the passive income and be freestyle living. And here are the events that we have coming up this week if you're interested in furthering your freestyle living.
Hmm.
And so yours, you would make general on going green. So you can talk about your homesteading. You can talk about Melaleuca. You can talk about the fairy gardens. You can talk about all of that in that weekly newsletter.
Okay.
I have to go. I have to take a phone call. So
yes, it is after one. Anyway, yes, and Ruth had to go too. So Thank you, everyone. This has been great information. I love it. And again, go to kathybenner.com and scroll down to the calendar to see all the events that are coming up. They're all in there for 2023. And so put it over on your calendar so that we will see you in 2023. So see